Hello and welcome to, you know what that song reminds me of? Only on radio.dominican.edu. I'm here with my co-host DJ Liberty, and I am DJ Roughhouse, and we're going to be talking about a couple different things. So let's get started. And what we're going to be doing here is we're going to be talking about old songs and talking about memories that we have of them. So again, I am DJ Roughhouse here with
DJ Liberty,
and this is, you know what that song reminds me of? So what do we have here for this first song, DJ Liberty?
Well, I'm going to start it off with a Jimmy Buffett song here that my dad always plays, classic Margaritaville. Everybody should know this song. It's Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. So let's give it a run.
Watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing, smell those shrimp there beginning to boil, wasting away. Nothing to show but this brand new tattoo, but it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How it got here, I haven't a clue. Wasting away.
Oh.
That was a really great song by
Jimmy Buffett.
And that song is called
Margaritaville.
So, I don't know, could you explain to us really like where those vibes came from and how it came to be a great childhood song? Like, what is the memory that it gave to you?
Well, first off, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's definitely a classic. Just, you know, compared to what everybody else listens to, I feel like Jimmy Buffett just has some of those classic songs. Definitely Margaritaville is a classic song, I would think, because, I mean, he's got restaurants all over the world, and everybody knows, you know, living in Margaritaville, you're out on vacation, you have a margarita, you go out and have a good time, you're, you know, chilling, you listen to Jimmy Buffett, something like that. I mean, for me, it's definitely just my family. I grew up listening to Jimmy Buffett, and Margaritaville is definitely just like a classic to us. We'll be in our backyard listening to Jimmy Buffett, Margaritaville, you know, all his other songs, and it's just, it's got to be a classic. Everybody knows Margaritaville, so.
Just great memories with your family and just being with them.
Yeah, definitely. It kind of reminds me of Mexico. I mean, this song is from my childhood, definitely, but I went to Mexico 2 summers ago and saw, I mean, this was the first time I'd seen a Margaritaville outside of the United States, and it was actually in an airport in Cancun, and it was just this huge Margaritaville restaurant in the airport, right up on the gates to board the airplane, and we sat in there for an hour and a half before our flight, and Margaritaville must have played at least 3 times while we were in there. It's a great family memory. Family vacation in Mexico for 2 weeks listening to Jimmy Buffett. It was a great time.
This may be a little weird to say, but do you have any smells? Like, do you smell the taqueria or anything?
Oh, yeah, I definitely, you hear I smell margaritas. I hear a blender. I Margaritaville, I think of a blender. I think of cheeseburgers. I think of fries, messy food, the pool.
Mexico. The beach.
The beach, the water, the ocean. Just loud music.
That's awesome. So we are going to be taking a very short break, and we will be back after this break. We're going to play some more of this guy so you guys can just get a feel for other songs that he has. So this is RadioDominican.edu, and we'll be back right after this break. Stay with us.
Same thing.
All right, well, that was another song by Jimmy Buffett, the great Jimmy Buffett, the one and only Jimmy Buffett. So we're back from this break, and we're going to be playing another song by Jimmy Buffett. I'm DJ Roughhouse, by the way. This is my co-host for this show,
DJ Liberty.
And this is, you know what that song reminds me of? Only on radio.dominican.edu.
Penguin Radio.
Penguin Radio. Go Dominican. So, anyways, this next song, what can you tell us about it, DJ Liberty?
This next song by Jimmy Buffett is called Fins, and it's a funny song. It's obviously, it's about, I mean, fins, you think of fish, and this one is about sharks. Jimmy Buffett's a Caribbean guy, kind of, you know, chilled, laid-back guy, and he sings a lot of just chill songs, Margaritaville, Cheeseburgers in Paradise, and now this one, Fins, and it just reminds me of water, obviously, the sharks, the ocean, and it's really funny because my dad actually has a pair of swimming trunks that have, you know, it says some of the lyrics on the trunks, and it's got shark fins, and it just says, like, fins across it, and he just loves to wear it in the backyard, barbecue in it, make some pizza in it in the backyard, and just jam to Jimmy Buffett in this song.
I remember we were talking about earlier before the show how your dad is scuba certified. When you guys went to Mexico, did he go scuba diving when you guys were out there?
Oh, yeah. He goes scuba diving everywhere we go.
Oh, and wow.
Usually when we go on vacations, we'll go to, like, Cancun, Mexico, or we'll go somewhere in Hawaii, or we'll go to the British Virgin Islands, or we'll go to the Caribbean or something like that. And so he always gets to listen to Jimmy Buffett and then go scuba diving or something like that. So it's kind of just grown on me.
Scuba diving with Jimmy Buffett in his headphones.
Yeah, right. Down in the water, definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will be, like, I don't know how to say this, but how would you say your parents turned you on to Jimmy Buffett? Did they just play it, or did they say, did you just grow
listen
up?
Listen to this right
yeah,
now.
Did you just grow up when they were, did you just say that you wanted to, like, say, hey, what's that song? Or did they put it on and say, hey, look, Jack, this is, or hey, look, DJ Liberty, this is Jimmy Buffett. What do you think of him? Or how did that work out?
It was just, they put it on the stereo or whatever, and just, it just grew on me. I mean, everywhere we'd go, we'd listen to it. Like I was telling you, you know, we'll go on vacation, yeah, we'll listen to Jimmy Buffett. We'll be sitting in the house and listening to Jimmy Buffett, and it's something that definitely grew on me. It's not something that they, like, forced me to listen to or anything like that. I mean, growing up with it as a little kid, you know, you grow up with things and you end up just liking them because they just become part of who you are. So Jimmy Buffett is definitely a part of who I am. It's on my iPod. It's, you know, CDs. My dad's got all the CDs, you know, dual CDs, the live version, studio version, just all of them playing in the house, in the backyard, in the car when we're driving somewhere on a trip or a vacation or a road trip, you know, whatever it may be, we're always listening to Jimmy Buffett. So
would you ever want to go to a Jimmy Buffett concert?
Definitely. I mean, I don't, he's so old now, I don't know if he actually does concerts anymore.
Just in a wheelchair on stage.
So, I mean, my dad's seen him play a couple times, and he said he's just a crack up. He's, like, the most fun guy, the most chill guy.
That's awesome.
Sometimes he'll, like, be playing and, like, forget how the song goes and just kind of let his band run with it. They just flow.
That's awesome. I would love to see that happen.
Yeah.
That would be a great experience to have. I think that we're ready to hear this next song.
Yep. Here it is. It's Fins by Jimmy Buffett.
Looking for some peace and quiet.
Hey, did you see that bird? I think a bird just flew in here.
Yeah, dude, what the heck? What was that?
I think it was a parakeet.
My gosh. You know, it's so frightening.
Do you know what a parakeet is?
All right, well, parakeet is what Jimmy Buffett fans are, I mean, okay, so Jimmy Buffett fans, you know, like diehard Jimmy Buffett fans, whatever, concert goers, whatever you want to call them, they're called parrot heads. So my dad is definitely a parrot head, and that in turn makes me a parakeet because the parakeet is the term for a fan's son or daughter who also is a huge fan of Jimmy Buffett.
Man, Jimmy Buffett is so good that he's naming animals after his band.
You can see he's all like into the chill Caribbean
hangout
lifestyle. I don't
even know if he's going to remember what the birds were, though.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a very great artist, though. And this next person that we're going to be talking about is also another great artist.
Country artist, Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks, yep. And he is going to be... or we're going to be talking about him and right now. So let's dive right into that. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. And I'm DJ Roughhouse here with
DJ Liberty.
And this is Finding Your Voice, or not Finding Your Voice, I apologize. This is, you know what that song reminds me of? Oh, I love saying that title.
I love radio.
I love radio. So let's talk about Garth Brooks. What is the song that we're going to be hearing, and what is the memory, and what is the story behind it?
All right, well, the story behind it is I was younger, and I don't exactly remember how old. Maybe, I want to say maybe 10, so about 9 years ago, maybe 10 years ago. Me and my family were driving from home to Big Bear, just, you know, a good 2-hour drive, and we were just listening to, we actually listened to Jimmy Buffett, and then put in the Garth Brooks CD, and before we had made it up the mountain, we had to stop and get gas. And while we're getting gas, my brother, who at the time was either 6 or 7, decided to get a Mountain Dew. So he got a Mountain Dew at the gas station while my dad was filling up. And from that point up to the mountain, up to the cabin, he was just bouncing off the walls. And I really don't know, like, how this connects at all to, like, country music and just like bouncing off the walls, but his head was like hanging out of the car window, half his body was out of the car window, he was yelling, screaming, singing the lyrics. It reminds me of all of our old, you know, our past vacations and going up to Big Bear now, and it just reminds me of a great family memory that I have when we were just all having a good time and together as a family, the good old days. So that's the main memory of this next song.
That's awesome. Being a listener of country music, what could you say about, like, why do you think so many people dislike and like? I feel like it's a love-hate thing. It's like you either, it's like the New York Yankees, either love them or you hate them.
That's a good analogy. I don't know. I mean, I feel like you can listen to whatever music you want, but when it comes down to it, I feel like country music is real music. It's real voices, real singing, music with a story. And of course, you know, other artists throw that in there, but to me I see country music as just like a fun thing to listen to. They use interesting instruments, they have really special voices, different voices, and they make, you know, what they want to hear heard through their music, and I think it's really interesting. I mean, obviously I don't have country music on repeat. I listen to mainly like alternative and like hip hop stuff, but country music is on my iPod, and there's days when I'm just ready for country. I'm just down to listen to country, so that's, you know, that's what gets played.
Yeah, I totally agree with the how they have very unique, although I'm not a big fan of country, they do have really unique instruments that they do use. There's a lot of violins and cellos. It's just very festive.
Acoustic guitars a lot. It's just a different kind of music.
Yeah,
their
it's
voices
very
are lower, you know, higher, deeper, lower, whatever you want to say, but it, just the accent that they can put into their music as well is so interesting.
Yeah, I usually in my headphones I'm listening to some bangers, some
slappers,
some rap, and But I do get those days when you do want to listen to some soft music, but I don't really go to the country, but there are, I mean, a lot of people, that is their go-to. They just blast country music, and they just have such huge passions for them, and it's just so intriguing how some people can love that type of music, and for some other people, they just can't deal with it.
Straight up hate it.
Yeah.
Just can't even listen to it, like have to leave the room or want to get out of the car. I don't know. I think it's funny, but whatever.
So what could you talk about Garth Brooks as an artist, do you know? Or the song. What song are we going to be?
Well, we'll be listening to Standing Outside the Fire. That's the song that reminds me of driving up to Big Bear. Okay. And it's funny. There's a lyric in here that says, it's like cards are on the table. And I remember both me and my brother, we would, you know, after this, we would all, after this trip, we would always get in the car and say, like, play cards on the table, daddy, like, you know, things like that. Yeah. You know, that one lyric sticks in your head, and it's just like, you want to hear that song. And I don't know, it's so cute, like, remembering the past.
Yeah.
And remembering, you know, my brother when he was younger and not 16 years old and a doofus now. So, just kidding, I love
memories.
You.
All right, so I think that we have built this song up enough, so let's hear this song. This is Cards on the Table by Garth Brooks.
Standing Outside the Fire.
Oh, Standing Outside the Fire.
You did it.
You call them cool, those hearts that have no scars to show. The ones that never do let go and risk the tables being turned. And we call them fools who have to dance with them the flame, who chance the sorrow and the shame that always comes with getting burned. But you've got to be tough when consumed by desire, 'cause it's not enough just to stand outside the fire. Call them strong, those who can face this world alone, who seem to get by on their own, those who will never take fall. But we call them weak, who are unable to resist the slightest chance that might exist, and for that forsake it all. They're so hell-bent on giving, walking a wire, convinced it's not living if you stand outside. Standing outside the fire, standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. There's this love that is burning deep in my soul, constantly yearning to get out. It is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. We'll be right back.
everybody. We're back here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Liberty with the host,
DJ Roughhouse. And this is, oh, you know what that song reminds me of?
It is the one that that I was talking about with the drive up. And then another song too is called Much Too Young by Garth Brooks. And that's another classic that has the cards on the table. But this song is so great, and it's such a peppy one, and you can obviously tell it's a song that's from a live performance by Garth Brooks. And I don't know, I like hearing live performances. You can hear the artists are real artists. They can sing, they can play, they have a good time on stage, they perform well. And so I like to have live versions. So I think the whole entire album of all of his live songs that I have are awesome. So
yeah, I do love going to live shows. I just went to Schoolboy Q last night, and
ooh, kill him!
Just the surrounding and the environment that being in a live stadium puts you in, it's just completely different from having headphones in and listening to it on your iPod.
Just like walking to class, yeah, or sitting in bed. It's totally different.
It is. It's just so surreal to be part of something like that. So that was Garth Brooks, and that is actually going to be our last song for today, unfortunately. But good news is there will be more of these, and I cannot wait to share all the other childhood memories with all of you guys so you guys can know what has happened in previous histories, in previous people's life. What I really want to do with this show is just have you guys, if you guys are having a bad day, just listen to this song, and maybe you guys could hear a song that we're playing, and you might have a memory of the song that we're playing. And it's just a show just to have you guys, just a little pick-me-up if you guys are having a sad day. So I am DJ Roughhouse with my very, very good friend,
DJ Liberty.
And this is, you know what that song reminds me of? Only on radio.dominican.edu.
Penguin Radio!
Penguin Radio. I want to thank you guys all for listening. Thank you guys, and I'll see you guys soon.
We out.